The uplift weathering hypothesis is formulated on the concept of chemical weathering. It is based on the idea that terrestrial uplift increases the surface area for chemical weathering to occur, which can be stimulated by multiple different drivers. This diagram shows us that uplift creates steeper slopes, increases the rate of geologic mass wasting, creates mountain glaciers, and creates slope precipitation, all of which lead to increased rock formation, which increases chemical weathering and CO2 removal. This leads to global cooling. The uplift weathering hypothesis views chemical weathering as a negative feedback mechanism because the mountains built from tectonic movement increase the supply of fresh rock or silicate, which can be chemically weathered. The opposite applies for a decrease in terrestrial uplift, which reduces the surface area available for weathering to occur. While chemical weathering is not mentioned as a thermostat in the original hypothesis, the area of fragmented rock is small, 2% of the land surface, which allows the other 98% and the oceans to regulate atmospheric CO2 concentrations altered by the chemical weathering caused by uplift.